As traffic deaths increase in D.C., education and transportation officials are using creative ways to teach the next generation of pedestrians and cyclists. WAMU's transportation reporter Jordan Pascal takes us to a school in Northeast D.C.
Thomas Elementary's playground looks a lot like other schools. There are slides and monkey bars, but look at the asphalt around it, and you'll see a new paint job that's fun and functional. It's full of traffic markings, roundabouts, bike lanes, speed bumps, and crosswalks. Last month, school officials cut the ribbon on what they call a traffic garden.
Everybody ready? One, two, three.
It's part of a playground that mimics the complicated streets of D.C.
It is the city in miniature, and I'm sure during free play and recess time, when there are lots of kids out here, it will simulate the traffic of the city pretty well.
That's Ellen Drogan Rogers, a George Mason University professor. She helped coordinate the project and write the curriculum for different grade levels. Preschoolers learn traffic safety basics. In second grade, DCPS teaches students how to ride a bike here. The traffic garden idea started in Europe. It reached peak popularity in the 1980s, with more than 3,500 facilities worldwide. They've also been called safety towns, safety cities, or traffic parks. The idea fell out of fashion in the decades since, but now it's starting to come back. Two D.C. schools have them, and more are on the way across the region. Fanula Quinn is a civil engineer. She runs Discover Traffic Gardens, a business that works with kids to design the projects.
So we sort of went through the whole, how do you plan, design, build, get approvals.
It's a civics lesson, too. Kids learn the roles of architects, engineers, and construction workers. They write letters to the mayor and apply for faux building permits. Now that it's built, George Mason University professors will observe kids to see how they learn best. Carly Fisher Maltese is one of those professors. She says some kids learn just by reading, but
then our more kinesthetic learners, maybe that kind of learning, you know, takes place more out here where they actually get to put it into practice.
Kids ride balance bikes and learn concepts like who has the right of way, how to stop, and watch out for others.
I know with my own young children, they don't quite understand the safety, and then you put them on wheels and you're like, ah! So I think this is going to do a real service to the families and the community, too.
And since there's no real traffic,
it gives them an opportunity to practice and make mistakes in a safe way.
But the money isn't coming from the schools. A $150,000 grant from the District Department of Transportation funded the two newly installed traffic gardens and the curriculum. It's one way the district hopes to combat the rising number of traffic fatalities, says DDOT Director Jeff Marudian. Many jurisdictions in the region have committed to eliminating traffic deaths and serious injuries in the coming years. The effort's known as Vision Zero. Here's Marudian at the ribbon cutting.
Projects like these are important because we know that children are among the most vulnerable users of the roadway.
Children are less likely to be seen by drivers. And when they do get hit, they're more likely to be seriously injured by vehicles than a larger adult. Nationwide, kids under 18 made up the highest percentage of pedestrian traffic deaths. District officials hope more people will walk and bike in the future to take the strain off roads. But people will only do that if they feel safe. The bulk of the Vision Zero effort goes towards creating better infrastructure, like more protected bike lanes and roads with slower speeds. Greg Billing, director of the Washington Area Bicyclist Association, has wanted traffic gardens in the area for years.
We can all remember learning the traffic rules in driver's ed, but you're 16. You're using the transportation system from day one.
Supporters of the project say the traffic garden lessons will play out both in the short and the long term. Kids will already be more familiar with traffic safety and learn how to be a responsible road user before they jump on their first bike or get the keys to their first car. For WAMU, I'm Jordan Pascal.